I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll begin in South America today, where protesters dislodge yet another national leader. And then later, join me north of the border to learn why some gospel workers think the next big revival could start on a college campus. But first, another South American nation joins the likes of Venezuela and Ecuador. Protesters in Bolivia began taking to the streets back in October. Transworld Radio's Steve Shantz explains why.
President Morales tried to go for a fourth term in office. Irregularities in the election process were suspect. So the general populace has risen up against that and have come out in strong protest against what they think was a rigged election.
President Evo Morales resigned from office over the weekend and fled to Mexico yesterday.
The government is now without a leader, and there's still a lot of tension in the country because he has his supporters and they are clashing with the opposition.
TWR's national partner Radio Transmundial is calling believers to prayer.
They have 5 radio stations of their own, and they also distribute programming to over 100 stations across the country. They have been on the air and with their radio audience praying for peace and stability in the country, praying for unification.
Would you pray alongside TWR for peace and stability in Bolivia?
For evangelism and solid mission work to flourish, you need a stable political environment.
We'll pan out now for a wide view. Wayne Peterson with the Alliance for the Unreached says the uptick in Christian persecution globally could restrict the gospel's movement.
We're concerned about our people because many of our people that are working in China and even in Hong Kong are under the watchful eye of the Chinese government. And some pastors are being put in jail as people go to church. There's face recognition. Police are standing in the back. They're monitoring very closely. So it's very critical right now.
Social media and other technology has proved to be a bridge for discipleship and reaching the unreached with the gospel.
What we're seeing in some of the most persecuted countries in the world where there's the least access, percentage-wise, the church is growing faster than any other part of the world. So go figure. In God's economy, what is humanly seems impossible, God is finding possible.
Still, Peterson encourages believers to engage with ministry for the unreached. An easy way to get started today is through prayer. As for future engagement, put the International Day for the Unreached on your calendar. IDU takes place on Pentecost Sunday, and it's a day set aside for the global church to pray for the gospel to enter unreached communities and fulfill the Great Commission. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And finally, college campuses are often considered domains of anti-Christian rhetoric. But could it be that the next great spiritual awakening in America will come from these very campuses? InterVarsity Christian Fellowship evangelist York Moore seems to think so. InterVarsity has partnered with 150 other organizations for the Every Campus movement, and their vision? Revival.
This is a great year of prayer and consecration. From here, we're planting campus ministries across the country. We don't care if you call them InterVarsity or Crew or Blue Polka Dot Christian Fellowship. We just want a gospel community on every campus in America.
But that's not all.
On June 20th of 2020, we're hoping to gather hundreds of thousands of young people, primarily college-age students, for the next great moment in American history. It's an event called Together 2020.
With a shared goal of spiritual revival, Moore says ministries with every campus are sharing resources and supporting one another like never before.
If God is sending a new move, these are the kinds of things that we would expect to see. We would expect to see leaders laying down their own agendas, their own flags for the purpose of something greater. And through this Every Campus Coalition, that's exactly what we're seeing. We're always interested in planting new gospel ministries. Now we're doing so with an open hand.
Learn more about Together 2020 at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.